This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Oh, my goodness. We're having so much fun today. We're talking about Harvey Weinstein. We're talking about Donald Trump and all the things that he's accomplished. We talked about the new Black Panther movie that's coming out. Superhero, a brother. We talked about the NFL, their ratings, cultural Marxism. What's been off? What have we not talked about, man? Everything's on the block today. Everything. And there's still more to talk about. Harvey Weinstein, get used to that name. Get used to saying it, rubbing it in the face of the left. And let me tell you what else you can rub in their faces. The fact that you have a warrior for president. Let me tell you, there are so many people right now. I'll stop hitting that microphone. There are so many people right now who are saying things like, Donald Trump makes me a little bit queasy when he says these things. Get over yourselves, you little princesses and pansies. The fact of the matter that Donald Trump is putting his foot, his jackboot on the throat of the left should have you giggling like a little girl is getting to date the football players. You know what I'm saying? You should be excited. You should be gleeful, giddy, quite in fact. As Sharpton would say, I'm jitty, up in here, jitty. You should be giddy, tingling up and down your legs, Chris, what's his face? What's his name? Chris Wallace? Chris Matthews? Chris Matthews. You should be just beaming. This is the best time of your life. Politically, anyway. Holy cow. You've been getting your butt kicked. You have bruises on your people. Like, what's up with your butt? You can't even wear a bikini, girl. Not a string bikini. Dude, you can't wear no Speedos. People are like, listen, Kevin, it seems like, what's that on your butt? It looks kind of blue and purple. That's why I've been getting my butt kicked. You white folks, you see it even worse. You've been getting crushed by the left. And now you're so used to losing when Donald Trump does something really good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he needs to leave the football players alone. I don't know if he should comment on Weinstein. Donald Trump, maybe he shouldn't be talking about nuclear stuff with North Korea. Hey, by the way, where's that Russia investigation, Special Counsel Mueller? Where's that going? Does Donald Trump seem concerned as he continues to dismantle Obamacare? What are your thoughts, people? Are you happy that Donald Trump is dismantling Obamacare? Or do you wish it was still there, John McCain? I don't know. I'm just curious. Why are you not celebrating more? Why are you not in the face of leftists? Why are you still running in this mode of, I don't know, I'm afraid, Donald Trump, he's still saying and doing things that are really kind of weird. Who cares? Is he getting results? Donald Trump took a piece of your swamp land, and he built it up, added some dirt, put in some levees, put in a drainage system, some pumps to pump it out, whatever. You're sitting up on the top of the hill. He put a concrete slab over the top of it, had the Corps of Engineers come in to make sure it would never flood again. And then he built you a big, fat tower on it and got you occupancy at 99%, and you're still wondering what he can do for you. What's your problem? I don't mean to get preachy, but sometimes I need to. Sometimes y'all need some tough love from Kevin Jackson. That's why you listen to this show. I'm educating you on how the system works. The system has been corrupt. It has been beating you down, left and right, up and down, side to side. You name it, from the toe. What does my sister say? From the floor up to the toe up. She doesn't say that. She says when you're ugly that you toe up from the floor up. I know that. I'm just messing with y'all. But you're getting beat up from all directions. And I'm trying to give you some sanity in all of this. You don't run from a fight. Quit running from a fight. Act like you're a first responder and get in a fight. You're making me mad. Y'all are too slow to react. I'm not lecturing all of you. Some of you are in the fight. You're doing stuff. You're saying, Kevin, I'll promote your work. I'll go out and get your book, Race Pimpin'. Get it at racepimping.com, by the way. You're telling me, Kevin, I'll promote your radio show. I'll tweet out your articles. I'll do whatever it takes, bro. Good. Okay, then do beyond that. Get in the face of these leftists.
Oh, Donald Trump's a racist.
Really? How's he a racist?
These football players, really.
So Donald Trump, so all the football is a racist, right? A group that employs 70% black folks. The only thing that employs 70% black people is prison. And now talking about the racism. Shut up. Crack me up with this nonsense. Racist. He's a misogynist. Really? Holy mother of Weinstein. Will somebody please explain to me the definition of misogynist? Because I'm looking at Harvey Weinstein, and I'm looking at all these lily-livered leftists that said nothing, and I'm asking myself, who's the real fraud here? Will the real fraud, Freddie, please stand up? Please stand. You guys don't get that reference of Eminem, so why waste it? Why waste it? The Slim Shadys. That's what, that was Eminem's first hit. Slim Shady. You know, the fakes. The fakes, the Slim Shadys are the people in Hollywood who are fakers. All these people now coming out talking about, ooh, I didn't know, but now that I know, he's despicable. And the ones that knew, well, I just didn't feel like it was my place to say something. Or whatever. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what your excuse was for not outing Weinstein and others, because there are more that are still lurking out there. And every single one of them, let me tell you something, folks. You want a little dirty secret from Hollywood? It doesn't matter who comes out next. You know what they're going to say? I just didn't feel like it was my place to say it. Alyssa Milano comes out and says, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to disrespect Harvey Weinstein's wife. Really? So you respected her by not saying, hey, Harvey, tried to lick me in the naughty bits or whatever. That's how you respect a woman. I get it. I understand how Hollywood and leftists label respect. Yeah, I get it. And I bet you get it, too. It's called being a hypocrite. See, Hollywood doesn't like to use that word on themselves, but they're Hollywood hypocrites, liars to their rotten cores. And any leftist, any Democrat that's out there that votes for this nonsense, that's what you're voting for. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to, oh, well, Donald Trump, he did, so Colbert, oh, well, Donald Trump, he did this. Are you going to compare what Donald Trump said in a tape and what every Holly weirdo's done probably 10 times in his life? And you want to say Donald Trump talking about it is the equivalent of what Harvey Weinstein did? Nice try, Stephen Colbert. No wonder all you suckers are losing audience at late night, quote, talk show, because it ain't late night comedy. That's for sure. We've let all this stuff slip away. We as conservatives. And for you people that want to, why do we got to be so mean? We got to be mean because we've been mean too for decades. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting even. Till I get even, I ain't even letting up. Listen to Kevin Jackson back in the day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Chicago, still as deadly as ever. I mean, if you could actually compare the Chicago murders to the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment, I mean, it probably is along the same lines.
Harvey Weinstein on the weekend molested 13 women. Three of them were raped.
I'm just saying, the dude is he's a menace. He's a menace. And Harvey, during party season, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Courtney Love said when Harvey would go up, don't go to the hotel with Harvey, when he said come back to the after party. Yeah, you were the party. Remember those Bugs Bunny commercials where they go, the natives are having a cookout. And you'd show up, and the little dude, they put him in the pod, and they, you know, he'd think, oh, this is a really good thing that the natives are doing for me. Then they'd start cutting in the onions and the carrots and the celery. That's what Harvey did. Harvey, he'd get you back to the hotel, pop over, you'd come out of nowhere, man. Harvey would have come out of nowhere in that robe, butt naked, with a bottle of champagne. Pop. Hello, I'm Harvey. I can only imagine the surprise on some of these people's faces. And Harvey is not, you know, he's not a well-built man. You know what I mean? It isn't like he came out there and you were like, hey, Harvey's been working out. So I like the glutes. You know, you were like, whoa. Imagine a dude that's built like Harvey. Look, I'm not trying to cast aspersions or anything, but can you imagine Harvey saying, hey, listen, I'd like you to watch me shower. Why? Well, Orca? Why in the heck would I want to watch you shower? What part of your brain thinks that the narcissism. You think the dude's a Chippendale dancer. Harvey's a big old, he looks like Shrek. Well, I don't want to watch Shrek shower. Holy cow, man. Unbelievable. I guess I should probably go into the Lisa Bloom thing. I was going to talk about Chicago. I'll talk about Chicago. If we get to it, I'll talk about Chicago. So Lisa Bloom apparently tried to pay off Rose McGowan. Because the reason why I'm bringing this up is we're talking about Harvey. And I was conjuring up the idea of watching a big, fat, Shrek-y-looking dude shower. Look, I don't care if you're fat. I love fat. I got fat people in my family. I love them to death. My little boy, my oldest son, he was fat. When he was a kid, he was fat. He was a total little butterball. Loved him. He thinned out. Beautiful, you know, handsome dude now. You know, svelte, built. All of them. But I got cousins overweight. I love them to death, man. Shoot, I got no issue. I think women look beautiful in all shapes and sizes. Seriously, I told you guys, I think Anna Nicole was amazing. She could be a size, you know, say 6 or 8, and she could be a size 28. She kept the curves. She's dumber than a box of rocks. I get it. But I just thought, from a looks perspective, you get a woman that can maintain her shape through that whole cycle, that's impressive. Not pick up the stomach and start getting the big handles and all that stuff. And again, if you're built that way, love yourself. Don't worry about Kevin Jackson. Love your doggone self. Because I promise you, I love you. I ain't trying to get with you. You know what I mean? I love you. It doesn't matter to me. We all have our preferences. They said now, what they call the man body, the house husband body is in. Like women don't like the built dudes. I find that hard to believe, but supposedly that's what women say. Guys, we work hard to keep the six pack and all that. You know, getting older too is tough to do, but they say women love the cherub. There you go. All my fat friends I used to tease in school, now they're in. I'm out and they're in. So there you go. Anyway, the question is, did Lisa Bloom, the spokesperson/attorney at some point for Harvey, approach McGowan's literary agent about getting Rose McGowan to publicly support sexual criminal Harvey Weinstein? And this story came out in the Daily Mail. It said Bloom was working for Weinstein as his rep before resigning following the scandal. McGowan claims she was raped by Weinstein during the 1997 Sundance Film Festival and has stated that she did not sign a non-disclosure agreement after she made a settlement. And I think the settlement was like $100,000 or something like that. But according to her, she didn't sign a non-disclosure. So come get your money, whatever. But the Daily Mail said this. You know what is truth, Lisa? I feel like people should know that you've been calling my literary agent and saying there'd be money for me if I got on the Harvey changed bandwagon. That's what she wrote. Now, I believe this. I believe Harvey was so desperate. He was like, if I could just get a couple of these girls to say good things about me and denounce, it'll give me some, you know, window of credibility to come back. I can hear this man saying this. Even though I don't even know what he sounds like. She goes on to say this. You told her that I should care about his reputation, how he has a family now, how he has changed. Well, guess what? I've always had a family, and that didn't stop him from assaulting me. Now, here's what I will say. I'll say this. Sexual assault, when I was a kid growing up, or, you know, young adult, I always thought of it as, really, I thought of it as rape. And I've learned that, you know, if it's even, you know, with objects and things like that, they still consider that rape or what have you. But like this guy Terry Crews that said a guy sexually assaulted him. He's this big black dude that's in the movies. And he says, yeah, this Hollywood producer sexually assaulted him. I was like, what? You know, I'm thinking, holy cow, man, it's really rampant in Hollywood. And they're taking on big black dudes like Terry Crews. And then it turns out the guy walks up and grabs him in the crotch. Now, that's completely nonsensical for somebody to come up and grab me in the crotch. You know, it's equivalent of somebody, you know, like in football, they slap you on the butt. Right? You get out there and go beat somebody. You know, you slap your coach. I can tell you, my coaches, if they charge sexual assault for every time somebody slapped me on the butt, all my coaches would be in jail because they'd grab me a shoulder pad, get in the game, you go run this play, Jackson, boom, slap me on the butt and go out there. And, these were Marine Corps drill instructors. I don't think they really wanted me. So, but that actually is sexual assault. So it's a strange thing. I just think that we've overstepped. It's liberalism, you know. He accidentally brushed up against my breast, and it was sexual assault. I guess it was. Yes, it was indeed. So it's overworked, like everything. Racism. Oh man! One time I heard this dude, and he said, "Pass the vinegar," and I was like, "Oh, completely stressed out over it." So that's where we are now. But anyway, Bloom denies that she reached out to McGowan's literary agent, saying she doesn't even know who the agent is. And saying that she never offered her money, but McGowan says you offered me $6 million to speak up for Harvey. I believe it. I firmly believe this is exactly the type of thing these people would do. They think they can buy their way out of anything. Leftists think money solves problems. And if Harvey got away with this, you can bet he would still be doing it, man. There is nothing that's going to stop this dude except the grace of God. Serious business. Nothing. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about being jailed for the most silly thing. It's a story that's been out there for a little bit, but being jailed in California for the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't think you can get any kookier than Californians. I just don't. I don't think you could get any crazier than their governor, Jerry Brown. We talked about the legislation these people propose is mind-blowing. It violates every right you have as a normal human being. You cannot look at anything that they do and just think to yourself like, well, it's just, you know, it's just, I get it. You just can't. This story is so unbelievable. I could not make this up. I don't have the imagination. California can now start jailing people that refuse to use the preferred gender pronouns. Get this. The level of specificity here is mind-blowing. So you could be jailed if you refuse to use the preferred gender pronouns of nursing home residents. And this bill was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. The law's effect is limited to nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, but mandates that those who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use transgender residents' preferred names or pronouns can be fined $1,000 and serve up to a year in prison. I wanted you to marinate on that for just a second. Known as, get this, the LGBT Senior Bill of Rights. The legislation also requires nursing homes and care facilities to allow residents to use the bathroom of their choice, regardless of their biological sex. The bill's author, Senator Scott Wiener, argues that the religious views don't hold weight in public arenas. Now, this is the same guy, Scott Wiener, who asked that a bill be passed that took HIV from being a felony if you knowingly transmitted it down to being a misdemeanor. Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here because I don't know anything about Scott Wiener. Except he's got a funny name. Oh man, I bet that guy's been called I bet he's been called something else before for quite a few years. Because this is what I'm thinking about the guy. Let's just say his name is Richard. As far as I'm concerned. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Scott Wiener is gay. Stop making me laugh at myself. Oh, my gosh. See, I talked about this the other day when we were talking about Scott Wiener's HIV legislation, which he got passed by the governor. He's obviously in the governor's pocket, and I don't know what he's doing in there, but let's just say there might be a hole in it, okay? Look, this is pathetic. This is so pathetic. This guy's a menace. And sadly, he thinks he's doing the world a favor by doing this kind of stuff. Look, I get it. Somebody's in their waning years at a senior home, and it's a transgender person. I don't know how many people this legislation affects, but I don't think it's that many. I mean, this is a guy who's sitting around looking at the world through the prism of the LGBT community and going, there's one transsexual at this home, and there I noticed they called him Bill, and their name is Susan, or whatever. I don't know. What? How could you be thinking about this crap? You want to know how? You let them. You don't fight back. I would be pushing back. I would be like, dude, so there's what? 1,000 residents in here, and there's what? One transsexual? And you want to make all the rules? I'm sorry. We're not going to do that. We're not changing the rules for you, Wiener. It's like I tell you guys, when this stupid black racist was complaining in my kid's school every PTO meeting. Well, at a school run by a black lesbian, 70% of the kids are black. When you have a school meeting, I was proud to say, lots of black parents showing up, participating in the lives of their kids, these inner city kids. I mean, it was a ghetto fest, and I ain't going to lie about that. But they were there, and it was good. And then you get this one guy, and he's a relatively sophisticated, you know, he's a guy, he dresses nice, spoke fluent French, and, you know, his daughter is, you know, she spoke French already. And so he's got her in the school, and every PTO meeting, well, these kids need to have the black experience, and the black this, and the black that, and the black this, black. And I'm like, shut up. These kids don't need the black experience. They get it every day. Hey, two blocks away, a dude got shot at a 7-Eleven. That's the black experience. That's the inner city experience. This school was in the inner city. Look, I'm not, y'all think I'm lying, I'm dying. The police headquarters was literally 200 yards away from this school across the street on the other side of the street. On the other side of the street. The school was right there. Homeless people, y'all think, folks, I'm not lying here. It was surrounded by these various food kitchens and shelters. Homeless people walking through and through. It was a safety hazard. You had to have, there had to be an adult out there at all times. People, they would wake up, go to school. There would be bums laying in the cardboard. They had all this chopped up, not cardboard, you know, like sawdust. And it was a very soft place to sleep. And so homeless people would sleep there. There wasn't a day that didn't go by that some bum wasn't urinating next to the schoolyard. I'm just putting you into perspective. This school was in the hood. And y'all are like, Kevin, why would you send your son there? Because it was a French immersion school from a friend of ours. And a black lesbian lady, who I happen to think was a great lady. I was like, yeah, when you get this school started, my kid's going. So we send the kid there. But, and this guy's complaining about black this, black that, needs to be black. It's in a city that's Democrat, that's heavily black, 70%. I mean, I just gave you the numbers. Well, how black do you want it? I tell you what, let's go over to France and let's make everybody black. Would that help you with the French immersion black experience? It's ridiculous. So here's another special interest group. This black nationalist going, let's make everything black here. Well, you know what these gays are doing? Let's make everything gay. Blacks want to legislate on skin color, which is ridiculous. Gays want to legislate on sexuality, how they choose a sexual partner. And I'm supposed to capitulate. So if you're a white person who isn't gay, a white, you know, not gay, I don't call them heterosexuals because not gay really makes gay people mad. So if you're a white, not gay person, then what's your cause? You know, where do you fit into the scheme of things? What if you're a Mexican, not gay person? Where do you fit? So, you know, legislating with this stuff is ridiculous. I've equated it to somebody saying, I want to, you know, there's nothing going on with people who have funky feet. And I want the funky feet legislation, you know. I'm part of the funky feet lobby. Why'd I bring that up? Do I have funky feet? None of your business. What's that smell? Oh, one of the producers took off his shoes. We only hire people with funky feet. Well, that and Guatemalan midgets, as everybody knows. So look, the point I'm making is these people are dangerous to do this, that legislate strictly based on, you know, my sexuality or transsexuals. What number of transsexual, what possible number does this impact? We looked at the transsexual issue, and I'm, you know, look, I don't care. It's an aberrant behavior, period. It's aberrant. Something is wrong in your wiring. I'm not mad at you for it any more than dwarfism or, you know, whatever. It's a physical abnormality. And I don't look at dwarfs and go, look at it. Oh, my God. I just go, okay, that person has dwarfism or whatever they may call it. Little people, midgets, whatever you want to call it. I don't see them and go, and make a big deal. It is what it is. But I'm not going to legislate. Oh, everything's got to be down to the size of a dwarf. Little furniture. I'm sure there's somebody that makes little furniture for little people. And it's probably somebody from a little people perspective that goes, you don't understand our world, Kevin. You're right. I don't understand your world. But I'm not going to legislate the normal world based on that. Heck, what about NBA players? Do they need big furniture? Of course they do, but they can go get it. Big people can go get it. They got big and tall shops. Anyway, this stuff bugs me. And it should be bugging you. And this guy needs to be stopped. He's a menace. And California knows it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, the things that the left focus on sometimes really perplexes me, and because it's easy to put things in perspective. You know, so I'll give you an example. Donald Trump, they say, well, he made a comment about grabbing women by the, you know, that women are okay sometimes if you grabbing them by the blank blank. And then you get Harvey Weinstein. And you think that that would be enough for them to go, okay, let's just drop the Trump thing. That's done. But they don't. Even when they're under fire, even when they know this is not good for us, guys, they still hold on. Still looking for that thing to, you know, to rub into our faces. And they got nothing. They got no ammo, but they do it. When they talk about Black Lives Matter and the number of cops that are killing black folks for no reason, blah, 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 which, you know, built on a lie. And then every single week, there's a, you look at the plotter for Chicago deaths. We take one city, folks, one city, Chicago, Illinois, and we can prove how much black on black crime, how much crime against black people that just happens in a normal community that dwarfs the police shootings by comparison. So the last police shooting of any note happened, really, this one happened before Michael Brown, but it was the Anthony Lamar Smith because it came, the verdict came after. That's been 2 months ago. And not another black person has been killed controversially that I'm aware of, because we certainly would know somebody would, some city would be burning if we knew about it, right? But in the meantime, every single day, and particularly they reported every single weekend, the Chicago Tribune reports on the deaths that happen in one city. And in that one city, in one weekend, there are more blacks killed by other blacks for silly, stupid reasons than all the cops killing of blacks in a decade that are controversial. And the left says nothing. So this weekend, eight individuals were killed. This last weekend, eight individuals were killed in Chicago and 11 wounded. And this is CBS Chicago. They say one of the deceased was a 64-year-old woman who was struck by a stray bullet in the Rogers Park neighborhood on the north side. She was hit around 6:30 p.m. Math teacher at Chicago Waldorf School. Doing nothing. Innocent victim of some senseless crime, probably fought over because of drugs or prostitution or whatever. Gang related. Who knows? They said, the rest of the weekend, I'm reading this, was full of more typical Chicago gun violence and gun deaths. The killing of an unidentified 22-year-old man, Sunday, 11:10 a.m. This is in the morning. Probably going to church is a case in point. He was walking on the sidewalk in the 6700 block of South Jeffrey when two males exited a Ford car nearby and opened fire. The man suffered gunshot wounds to the chest, arm, and back of his head, was pronounced dead at the scene less than 30 minutes later. Two black males in gray clothing. That's all they got. The weekend violence brings the number of Chicago homicides to 558 for 2017. They listed the overall number of shootings in Chicago, 3,014 for 2017, and that's through the October 15th. So there have been over 3,000 shootings, well over 500 deaths, approaching 600. It will hit 600, undoubtedly. It isn't going to hit the 715 of last year, more than likely. They said nearly 800 were shot and killed in Chicago during 2016, 4,400 shooting victims. So they're going to call this a good year. More than one person dying, almost two people dying per day in Chicago, and they're going to say, it was a very good year. It was a good year. God, it amazes me. But you know what the left are fixated on? The NFL players taking a knee. They're taking a knee. And I could go on with the insanity of everything that these people are going to talk about. Bo Bergdahl's back in the news. You guys hear this story? Bo Bergdahl. Here, let's play the clip.
Now to that ABC News exclusive. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is talking to cameras for the first time since being released by the Taliban after he was captured walking off a combat outpost in Afghanistan. That was 8 years ago. Well, this morning he is expected to plead guilty to charges of desertion and endangering his fellow soldiers at Fort Bragg. Our chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross is here with much more on all this. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning, Robin. Sergeant Bergdahl is expected to enter his guilty plea to desertion charges during a court-martial hearing that begins this morning at Fort Bragg. In an exclusive TV interview this morning, Bergdahl says it would be impossible to get a fair trial, given the words of candidate Donald Trump, who is now his commander-in-chief.
My name is Bo Bergdahl.
Bo Bergdahl had been held 5 years by the Taliban when he was released in this dramatic moment. Squinting in the sunlight after being confined to a cage by his captors, U.S. Special Forces were there for the handover.
As Bergdahl was gaining his freedom, the U.S. was releasing five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo as part of a prisoner swap, a deal that became a highly politicized issue, especially given that Bergdahl had walked off his post without permission and that at least two soldiers were seriously injured during the search to find him.
He's a traitor, a no-good traitor, who should have been executed.
Now in his first on-camera interview, obtained exclusively by ABC News, Bergdahl says the words of candidate Trump would have made a fair trial impossible.
You may as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs. That got what they wanted.
Bing, boom, he's gone.
The people who are to the point of saying, yeah, just shoot him, you can never convince those people to change their minds.
And it hurts, though.
It does hurt.
Bergdahl told British filmmaker Sean Langan, himself held by the same Taliban group, that he wants to fight back against what he calls the false reports that he was a traitor.
And had declared himself a, quote, mujahid, or warrior for Islam.
It's insulting. It's very insulting, that the idea that they would think I did that.
In fact, according to army officials, Bergdahl twice tried to escape from his captivity and was severely punished, beaten, and put in a cage like an animal.
It's a cage that was welded together. It's about a 7 foot long by about 6 foot wide.
And how long were you in that cage for?
Second, third, fourth, and into the fifth year.
Now that he plans to plead guilty, the question for the military will be, what punishment does Sergeant Bergdahl deserve, including possible prison?
Well, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do we really know the truth about Bergdahl? I don't know. Did the guy really walk away from his unit? What happened? And there's a part of me that doesn't care, outside of the fact that I know some people died looking for him. Did he get treated with respect? I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. I'm talking about by the Taliban or whoever captured him. But here's what I do know. His dad was an avowed Muslim. The dude spoke Arabic if I hadn't seen a video and you told me that dude just said that, I would have been like, no, shut up. Quit joking. He didn't just say that. Did you hear him when he was talking about the different things and the traditions of it? So, as they say, the apple doesn't land too far from the tree. I have to believe that his dad had a big influence on his thoughts around the Taliban or the people fighting against us. I'll put it to you this way. My fourth son, to say something, okay, so I'll give you a good example. My fourth son is a big-time Stephen Curry fan. And I told him Stephen Curry refused to go to the White House because he doesn't like President Trump. Now, his older brother had given him a present, a Christmas present, that was a Stephen Curry jersey that this kid adores, loved this jersey. After I told him that, my son, I'm not exaggerating this one bit, he comes in, he says, Dad. I said, yeah, buddy. He goes, you think Corey will get mad if I burn Stephen Curry's shirt? And I go, I said, son, I don't think you need to go that far. And, he goes, I'm not wearing it anymore. He goes, he disrespected the president. This kid, you want to talk about a chip off the block? If I should, half the time, I should let him do my show. Other than his voice, his little naughty bits haven't dropped. You wouldn't even know. He is a dyed-in-the-wool, right-thinking, free-thinking individual that knows how to think for himself. I promise you. Do I influence him? Heck yeah. But he knows how to think for himself. And I'm proud of that. So I look at Bergdahl and I go, what are you talking about? This dude probably did exactly what they said. Now he wants to blame us. I didn't do that. They're telling you lies. But again, what can we believe? The only thing I can say is Barack Obama trading five really bad guys for him, bad move. There's no way you can rationalize that. Not anyway. Even if it's my kid, I would say, how do we trade five bad guys for one? We can get a better deal. And there are many other elements of this story that don't add up, but they don't add up for Bergdahl. If he was just a captured soldier, this country would rally around him, and the media certainly didn't indicate that it was anything more than a traitor.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.